Good evening, good evening, good evening. We are coming to you live for the In the Field podcast with myself, Sin City, and Sev.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, we're going to jump right in to the predictions that we put in for last week, and I'm going to see who came out with the most wins and losses. All right, the first Thursday night game was Eagles at the Giants. The Giants beat the Eagles, so both of us were wrong with that one. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning game in London, Broncos at the Jets. Broncos won. We both got that. Mm-hmm. Then we had the Sunday 1 o'clock game, Seahawks at the Jaguars. And the Seahawks won. We both lost that. Mm-hmm. Chargers at the Dolphins. We both won that one. Rams at the Ravens, we both won that one. Cards at the Colts, we lost that one. The Colts won. Let's see, Cowboys at the Panthers, we both lost that one. Patriots at the Saints, we both won that one. Browns at the Steelers, we both won that one. 4 o'clock games, Titans at the Raiders, Sev won that one. I lost, I chose the Titans. 49ers at the Bucks. 49ers lost, so I lost. Sav chose the Bucks. He won. Bengals at the Packers. We both chose the Packers. We both won that one. Sunday night game. Lions at the Chiefs. We both chose the Lions. The Chiefs won this one, so we lost that. Monday night was two games. Bills at the Falcons. Sav chose the Falcons. He won. I chose the Bills. I lost. Monday 8:15 game, Bears at Commanders. We both chose Commanders. Bears beat them by 1 point. And no teams were on the bye last week. Now we're going to go into the, what is it called? The recap of last week's games. First and foremost, I just wanted to say on October 13th, Jerry Jones turned 83 years old. And he wanted us to win. Of course, we lost, but okay. Giants at the Eagles. Rookie Cam Scatbo and Jackson Dart led the Giants to a 34-17 upset over the Eagles in this division game. Eagles lost two in a row.
I said this was a major upset for the Giants to win this game. I mean, they were
hi, Queen B.
They were home, but I'm pretty sure Eagles were the dominant favorite in this game. But either way, I got Eagles' best player from this game being Dallas Goedert. He had 9 catches for 110 yards and 1 touchdown. And yeah, Cam Scatterbo was the best player for the Giants. He had 19 rushes for 98 yards and 3 touchdowns. And I was pretty happy to see him pull off the upset.
Yes, we definitely needed the Giants to beat them because the Eagles thought they was running away. Next game, Broncos at the Jets. Week 6 win in London, Broncos over Jets. Denver's defense got 9 sacks. Bo Nix threw a touchdown to Nate Atkins, and Will Lutz hailed 2 field goals in the last score with a little over 5 minutes remaining. The Jets still haven't won a game, 0-6.
Yeah, I would say Broncos' best player was their defensive unit. So I just give their defensive unit as a whole. They racked up 9 sacks, like you said, and they only let up 82 yards of total offense. The Jets' best player was nobody. They fall to 0-6. It was a really trash performance from both offenses in this one, though. Like, 13-11. That's never the ideal score, but yeah, Broncos get the win.
Okay. Chargers at the Dolphins. The Chargers fooled the Dolphins' late comeback attempt with some Hubert and McConkey magic.
I'm going to say, I got the... Yeah, well, I ain't going to lie. I kind of expected... Well, we both picked the Chargers to win this one, but... the Chargers' best player was Justin Herbert. He went 29-38 for 264 yards and 2 TDs. I want to give an honorable mention to the fill-in for Marion Hampton as he tries to get back from his injury, because that's their starting back. But their backup, Kamani Vital, he had 18 carries for 124 yards and 3 catches for 14 yards and a receiving touchdown. The Dolphins' best player was Devon Achane. He had 16 carries for 128 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Okay. Steelers at the Browns. A-Rod threw for 235 yards and two touchdowns as the Steelers cruised past the Browns 23-9, extending Cleveland's regular season losing streak in Pittsburgh to 22 games. A-Rod got the ball to 8 different receivers and avoided pressure behind his O-line, while Dylan Gabriel was sacked 6 times and couldn't find the end zone.
I'm going to say Browns really didn't have no player that stood out in this game, but I did like the rookie tight end, Harold Fannin Jr. I guess he had 7 catches for 81 yards. Steelers were hitting pretty hard. That's not the – I don't know. I guess they split carries between him – I mean, snaps between him and what's his name? David Njoku, for real. I thought David Njoku was the starting tight end, but anyway – Steelers' best player was Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he went 21-30 for 235 yards, 2 touchdowns. An honorable mention to DK Metcalf. He had 4 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. He could have easily had over 100 yards and 2 TDs, but Aaron Rodgers missed one on a throw that he ain't put enough on for real. Yeah. So I just wanted to honorably mention DK Metcalf also, because he had 4 straight games with a TD scored, so that's pretty nice, too.
All right, Carolina at the Cowboys. Bryce Young tossed for 3 touchdowns. Rico Dowdle racked up a franchise record of 239 all-purpose yards to lift the Panthers past the Cowboys 30-27 on a last-second field goal.
I'm going to say, yeah, I have Panthers' best player, yeah, being a former Cowboy.
Yes.
Rico Dowdle.
He showed off.
He had 30 carries for 183 yards, and he also added 4 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown, and that's back-to-back weeks for him with over 200 scrimmage yards. And this is another upset that I couldn't believe.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe we lost to him either.
But I'm ready to say Cowboys' best player was George Pickens to me. He had 9 catches for 168 yards and a touchdown.
Amen, amen. Seattle at the Jaguars. Sam Darnold threw 2 touchdown passes, and Jackson Smith Njigba exploded for 162 receiving yards as the Seahawks beat the Jaguars 20-12 on Sunday. Seattle dominated in the trenches, sacking Trevor Lawrence 7 times and holding Travis Etienne to just 27 rushing yards, while Njigba, 61 yards score, burning new corner Greg Newsome, highlighted the day.
The Seahawks' best player was definitely...
How you say that man's name?
Jackson Smith Njigba. He had 8 catches for 162 yards and a touchdown. The Jaguars' best player was Trevor Lawrence. He went 27-42 for 258 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right, Colts at the Cardinals. The Colts are the team to beat in the AFC South, taking down the Cards and backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett.
I said the Cardinals' best player was... backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett filling in for Kyler Murray, obviously. Brissett went 27-44 for 320 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Hi, Waken Blake.
2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Colts' best player was Jonathan Taylor. He's looking like the best running back in the league right now, but he had 21 carries for 123 yards and a touchdown. He also added 14 receiving yards on 4 catches.
Okay. Patriots at the Saints. Drake May's hot run continues. The Patriots are winners of 3 straight after taking down the Saints in week 6.
And I'm going to say I had the Patriots' best player, being Drake May. He went 18-26 for 261 yards and 3 touchdowns. But I do want to give an honorable mention to...
Wanjiku, hello.
I want to give an honorable mention to Kayshawn Beauty. He had 5 catches for 93 yards and...
Bobby Rito.
2 TDs. And Saints' best player was, Blake Groupie, the kicker. Yes, the kicker, guys. He went 4-4 on field goals and scored 13 points out of the 19 points the Saints scored.
If you're just joining in, this is In the Field podcast with me and my son. I'm Sin City, and he's Savage. And we're doing recaps of last week's NFL games. On to the next one. We got the Raiders at the Titans. The Raiders picked up a much-needed victory, beating the Titans 20-12. Raiders defensive played arguably its best game all season, allowing only 225 yards total yards while forcing 3 turnovers. Michael Mayer also stepped up in Brock Bauer's absence with 5 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown, lifting Geno Smith to a more efficient performance.
Well, she made it
seem... Hi, Yolanda.
She made it seem like somebody did a whole lot in that game. I didn't really have no special player in that game, but I do want to get... I mean, Mike Crosby, I think he had 2 sacks, but I get a game ball to both of the defenses as both teams didn't even put up more than 230 total yards of offense.
Okay, Bucks at the 49ers. Baker Mayfield delivered early fourth quarter heroics to lead the Bucks past the 49ers 30-19, improving Tampa Bay to 5-1. Mayfield threw 2 touchdown passes and extended a key drive with a spectacular 3rd and 14 scramble.
Yeah, that play was good.
Setting up a 45-yard strike to rookie Tez Johnson for the clinching score.
Yeah, that 3rd and 14 scramble by Baker Mayfield definitely was something different. I can't believe they ain't bring him down. He escaped out the sack and then, busted up on him. But anyway, the Bucks' best player being Baker Mayfield, too. He went for 17-23 for 256 and 2 touchdowns. The 49ers' best player, hold up. We got to shout out the kickers again.
Fred Warner. Mac Jones.
That is not a kicker.
I got something else to say, but go ahead.
Well, shout out to the, I guess I didn't write his name down in my notes, but shout out to the 49ers kicker because he was the best player for the 49ers as he went 4-for-4 on field goals and scored 13 of the 19 points the 49ers scored. It was 2 teams that did this week, two kickers for real.
Walk off field goals?
No, scored 13 points of their team's 19 points.
Oh, okay. I also had it, San Fran already banged up, lost star linebacker Fred Warner to a season-ending ankle injury, while Mac Jones threw for 347 yards but was picked off twice in the loss. And then we go to the next game, since Sav already said what he said about that game. Packers and the Bengals. The high-powered Packers got back on track after their bye week, downing the languishing Bengals 27-18. Rookie Matthew Golden enjoyed a career-best day with 102 scrimmage yards, and Josh Jacobs added 2 more scores on the ground.
Yes, I have the Packers' best player being Josh Jacobs. He had 18 carries for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 5 catches for 57 yards. And the Bengals' best player being Jamar Chase. He had 10 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown.
All right, Kansas at Detroit. The Chiefs looked sharp on Sunday night with Mahomes topping 250 passing yards and Travis Kelce adding 78 yards in a 30-17 win over the banged-up Lions. Kansas City's offensive found its rhythm to even its record at 3-3. The performance offered a reassuring glimpse of cohesion after early season struggles.
Yes, I have Chiefs' best player being Patrick Mahomes in this one as he went
Hello, money-making.
I had Chiefs' best player being Patrick Mahomes as he went 22-30 for 257 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Lions' best player was Jared Goff. He went...
Hello, Robert.
Jared Goff went 23-29 for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns. But, yeah, Chiefs get the win.
All right. Falcons at the Bills. The Falcons defense overwhelmed Josh Allen with constant pressure and 2 interceptions, leading Atlanta to a 24-14 win over the Bills on Monday Night Football. Bijan Robinson fueled the offense with 176 total yards and a breakaway touchdown by Michael Penix Jr. And Drake London made key plays early.
The player of this game, I had was the Falcons. It was Bijan Robinson. He had 19 carries for 176 yards and 1 touchdown. He also added 6 catches for 68 yards. So he had over 200 scrimmage yards.
Okay. Bears at Commanders was the last game. The Bears erased an 8-point fourth quarter deficit to stun the Commanders 25-24, capped by Jake Moody, 38-yard game-winning field goal as time expired. Moody cut by the 49ers after week one, hit 4 field goals in his Chicago debut, while DeAndre Swift powered the offense with 175 total yards. Jaden Daniels fumbled, set up the Bears' final drive, helping secure their 3rd straight win.
Yeah, all right, so I got the Bears' best player being DeAndre Swift. He had 14 carries for 108 yards. He also had 2 catches for 67 yards and a touchdown. Commanders' best player was nobody. I'm pissed. All we had to do was hold on to the ball for the win, man.
All right.
Couldn't even do it.
Excuse me. Hello, Sonny, Tawana, and Heba. I got players that turn around. Dak Prescott, he has played as one of the league's elite quarterbacks as mid-October. He ranks second in passing yards, 1,617, and touchdowns, 13. With a 71.6% completion rate, he is now comeback of the year top candidate.
Okay, okay. I mean, it helps when he's throwing the ball to George Pickens.
Jackson Smith Njigba.
Njigba.
Okay, he leads the league in receiving yards, 696. Standout performance included 162-yard game against the Jaguars. We got DK Metcalf. He has emerged as Pittsburgh's offensive target, and turned an excellent game with 96 receiving yards and a touchdown. His improved performance aligns with quarterback A-Rod mid-season improvement. And we've got Bijan Robinson. He broke out with an explosive 81-yard touchdown, the longest of his career and longest in the league so far this season. He is set to go further in potential of more explosive plays. Matt Gay, over 15 quarters span, he has settled into a groove, converting 90% of his field goals and 100% of his extra points. He also completed 3 of his 4 of over 50-plus yards. Questions for Sav. Who won the most MVPs?
Probably Tom Brady.
Nope.
Most MVPs?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning?
Yep. 03, 04, 08, 09, and 13. Who has the most interceptions?
It gotta be Brett Favre.
Nope.
Brett Favre don't, what, like, hold on, what'd you say? Say that again.
Who has the most interceptions?
Of all time?
Uh-huh.
I know Brett Favre up there. If it ain't Brett Favre, then who the hell is it?
I've never heard of this person before.
I mean, if he got the most interceptions of all time, he had to have been
Paul, a starter. Paul Krause.
Oh, yeah, somebody,
81. Yeah, 81
of
them.
Back in the day.
Who has the most return touchdowns?
Devin Hester?
Devin Hester. Do you know how many?
Like 13?
Mm-mm. 20 total return touchdowns. 5 kickoffs, 14 punts, and 1 missed field goal. Which two teams existed since being founded in 1920 and haven't changed their names?
The Packers?
Mm-mm.
Huh? Two teams that existed since 1920 that never changed their name?
Mm-hmm.
So that means they stayed in the same city since 1920.
They had the same name, city and name.
No, but I'm asking though, have these teams been in the same
city? I'm guessing because they're still the same name now. It's only 2 of them.
That's tough. Yeah, I don't know.
Arizona Cardinals and the Chicago Bears.
I was thinking the Cardinals.
How many teams existed when NFL started?
Gee. When it first started, It wasn't the NFL.
Not AFL, NFL.
Oh, then it was what? When they start doing expansion teams, I don't know.
It was only 10 teams.
Yeah, 9.
When was the first draft held?
NFL draft?
Mm-hmm.
God, 9. Probably like 1950-something.
1936. First NFL championship game was broadcasted when?
Man, I'm not this old, man.
All right, 1951.
I feel like you got me good with all that.
All right, facts. Saquon Barkley won 2025 Best NFL ESPY ESPY Award. Nominees were also Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Surtain. But he won it for this year, for his performances last year. Number 2, who played the longest? Which player played the longest?
Like, had the longest career?
Uh-huh.
It had to been a kicker. If you're just talking about a player that's played the longest.
Quarterback and a kicker. It's one person now.
He was a kicker and a quarterback?
Uh-huh.
I know it had to been a kicker. I ain't, damn, who the fuck was that? That had been somebody back in the day, because I don't do that shit no more. Like, all these
George Blanda.
I heard of him before. He played 20, for the Browns?
26 seasons.
Who he played
for? As a quarterback and a kicker. I'm not sure who he played for. I didn't look that up. 1949 to 1975. Has a 0-0 game ever happened?
I'm pretty sure it probably has.
Yes, 73 games. With the recent in 1943, November 7th, was Detroit Lions and the New York Giants. Yeah, they tied with 0-0.
That's what I'm saying. It never happened in my lifetime. I never
mine seen either.
0-0.
Tallest NFL player ever.
Oh, my goodness.
And he played for the Oakland Raiders.
He was like 7'1 or something?
7 feet.
I know it was something like
but
that.
But do you know who it was?
No.
Richard Ellis Sly.
I just remember I seen a documentary when they was like the shortest people. They was like going through like the biggest people, the tallest people.
Now, if you shortest. Keep up with your second team, you should know this answer. What is the biggest blowout?
I know you ain't talking about that. The Eagles.
Mm-mm. This was way before our time.
Oh, 63.
Hello, Rasta.
63.
Hello, Jake.
63 to nothing.
No, it's bigger than that.
79.
73 to nothing. The Chicago Bears defeated the Washington Redskins in 1940.
Trash. What the fuck we had? What the fuck we had? We must have had bag men running around up that bitch.
Okay, so for week 7, the game of the week for me. In my eyes, it's going to be Washington and Dallas. What about you?
What time do we play?
4:30, I think.
And I know we in Jerry World, but I'm ready to say, what's the game of the week? I mean, obviously my eyes going to be on that. We both coming off 2 tough losses.
Right. So. All right, Eagles don't want to lose this week because they have 2 losses already.
Who they play?
I don't know who they play. Yes, I do. Eagles play the Vikings. Commanders and Cowboys are both coming off of slight losses. Chargers and Colts are both dealing with significant injuries to their offensive lines and defensive backfields. Respectfully, it says. All right, we got... that's it on that one. All right, now we're going on to the games... For this week, the predictions. And first game is Thursday night tomorrow. Steelers at the Bengals. I chose the Steelers. I know Sab chose the Steelers as well. Sunday in London, we got Rams at the Jaguars. I chose the Rams. Who are you choosing, Sab?
I'm choosing the Jaguars.
All right. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock games. Eagles at the Vikings. I chose the Vikings.
Eagles at Vikings. Carson Wentz. Revenge game? I guess I'll go with the Vikings.
Okay. And then we got...
I don't feel good about it, though.
The Patriots at the Titans.
Give me the Patriots.
I chose the Titans. Saz choosing the Pats. Panthers at the Jets. I chose the Jets. Who are you choosing?
Panthers.
All right, then we got the Dolphins at the Browns. I chose the Dolphins. Who are you choosing?
I'm going to choose the Browns.
Browns, okay. We got Saints at the Bears. I chose the Saints.
Saints at Bears. Taking the Bears.
Bears. All right, we got Raiders at the Chiefs. I chose the Raiders.
Chiefs.
You're choosing the Chiefs. All right, 4 o'clock games. Colts at the Chargers. I chose the Colts.
That's good. But Chargers banged up right now. I'm still going to rock with them.
All right, Chargers for Sav. All right, we got the Giants at the Broncos. I chose the Giants.
Broncos.
Sav's choosing the Broncos. Hello, Buaza side and Nolan. And we got Packers at the Cardinals. I chose the Packers. Sav chose the Cardinals. Commanders at the Cowboys. I know I chose the Cowboys. I know he's choosing the Commanders. We are home. We are both going to try to win these games because we lost last week. All right, Sunday night game is Falcons at the 49ers. I chose the Falcons. Sav chose the Falcons also. And Monday night game, there's two of them. Bucks at the Lions. I chose the Lions.
That's a good game, man. That could be a playoff matchup. But that's tough. Bucks or Lions. That's like a coin flip, man. But I'm going to go with the Lions.
Lions also. For Sav.
Just because they home and they need to bounce back because they lost.
All right. And the last one is Texans at the Seahawks. I chose the Texans.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
You're taking the Seahawks. You have anything else to add, Sav? I'm done for the week.
No. I just hope that my Commanders can bounce back. I can't believe we lost that game. That way for real. It was painful. It was hurt. It hurt my soul. Execution is never a way to come on now, that's just a handoff. I don't care if it was raining or not, it just no execution could go that bad to where you lose a game like that, man. That was just sad. But it is what it is. We moving on to next week and hopefully we can beat the Cowboys.
Alright, so last week I won 6 and lost 10, Sav won 9 and lost 7. So we'll be back next week. As planned, again on Wednesday. Thank you for coming in and listening.
And go Steelers. We play them all night.
Oh, yeah, go Steelers. Go Steelers. Go Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
No, I can't.
And go Titans. All right. Thank you for watching. Domingo and Robert, well, thank you for joining. We are now ending our live. Thank you.
Send out.
Send out.